call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
What's your thoughts about credit? Your thoughts about credit could be actually keeping you stuck like most entrepreneurs. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about cash. We're going to talk about credit and how your beliefs about credit could actually be keeping you and your business stuck.
King of Client Attraction.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marco Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And today we're going to talk about credit. We're going to talk about cash, but we're going to talk about credit specifically. And most importantly, the beliefs we have about credit. Because what I found is that people's beliefs about credit hinder them in a big, big way. Let me explain. So depending on where you grew up or how you grew up or like the people you grew up around, I know for me, a lot of times we grow up thinking that credit is a bad thing. So I'm gonna give you an example. Sometimes we talk to clients and they want to get started. However, they don't necessarily have the actual cash on their credit, on their debit card or in savings or something like that. However, they do have access to credit or they can get credit. But they say things like, well, I don't want to use credit. I just paid my credit off and got it back. So I don't want to really use any credit or to go into debt, right? Why is that a flawed way of thinking? And why does that keep most people stuck? Because massively successful businesses, me studying some of the most successful businesses on the planet, most of them got there via debt. One right off the top of my head, I just finished reading Sam Walton's book about how he built the Walmart dynasty, and how they did it was leveraging credit. And that's on a large scale. A lot of individuals who you see online who are running ads and, you know, the influencers and things of that nature, or maybe some coaches you work with, they leverage credit from it, from growing their business all the way to what they use to pay for advertising, all those different things. They're leveraging credit. Why? Because the wealthy leverage it. They've been using this for years. It's called OPM. What is OPM? Other people's money. So they're like, okay, why would I use my cash when I can leverage credit? And most people say, well, I don't want to pay back the interest. Well, in reality, if you're using that credit to invest into a business and make a business decision, guess what? The ROI is going to greatly exceed the interest that you would pay on this credit card. I'm going to give you an example. I was speaking with a lady one time and she was like, well, I got it in my 401k or so, some kind of retirement account. But she was like, if I pull it out, I'm going to have to pay a penalty. But then she was like, you know what? The ROI that I'm going to get on this money that I'm pulling out is going to be greater than the penalty that I'm going to pay for pulling out this money out of this retirement too early. And I was like, now that's abundance thinking, and that's why you're winning and going to continue to win. And guess what? That investment she went in quadrupled it multiple times over because she had the right mentality around it. But because of our previous programming about credit, we don't want to go into debt, even if it's going to be a ROI. And it's crazy. Here's the crazy thing. Some people go in debt to get a car or to get a home or to get a TV or to go on a trip, right? All things that typically won't make them any money, but they won't go in debt to actually grow their business. Very interesting, wouldn't you say? So that's the biggest thing. They're like, okay, I don't want to use credit because this isn't a third, or I don't want to use, but not realizing that if you want to be wealthy and you want to build massively successful businesses, one of the best ways to do it is to do what the massively wealthy and the massively successful are already doing, and they're leveraging OPM. For me, I didn't have the luxury of leveraging credit as I was coming up growing a business, because I wasn't thinking about credit growing up, so I just messed my credit up. But now I'm at a point where we're fixing it and things of that nature because I'm thinking different. But if you're at a stage where you actually have access to credit or you can get credit, that's one of the number one forms of leverage to actually grow your business and get massive traction at a rapid pace. Okay, so just wanted to share that real quick in today's episode. And of course, you can use that credit to invest into your advertising and scale even faster. So now you can get more leads, you can get more clients, and you can grow your business even faster. So that's it for today's episode. And as always, if you want to get more leads, you want to get more clients, you want to grow your business while working 50% less, head over to paidadplaybook.com. Get access to our paid ad playbook, where we show you how to get 50 to 100 leads every single day while actually working less. Or so while working less, and we're going to give you some bonus videos on actually how you can help implement this stuff even faster as well. All right, so until the next episode, my friend, have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.